Do you want to learn effective ways to build relationships, generate sales, and grow your business from successful entrepreneurs, startups, and CEOs without listening to a long, long, long interview? If so, you've come to the right place. Gresham Harkness values your time and is ready to share with you precisely the information you're in search of. This is the I Am CEO Podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gretch from the I Am CEO Podcast, and I have a very special guest on the show today at Brittany Sherrell of theintentionalmindset.com. Brittany, it's awesome to have you on the show.
Thank you for having me. Glad to be here.
Yeah, super excited to have you on. And what I want to do is just read a little bit more about Brittany so you can hear about all the awesome things that she's doing. And Brittany is a fire hose of passion who is devoted to helping high-achieving women get unstuck and hit their biggest goals in record time. Brittany shares her beliefs in the massive power of deliberate decision-making, even in the smallest details of each day. She finds joy in helping busy women regain ownership of their lives by infusing each day with snack-sized planning practices and journaling snippets that connect the dots to fulfillment. Brittany, are you ready to speak to the I Am CEO community?
Yes, let's do this.
Let's do it. So to kick everything off, I wanted to hear a little bit more about what I call your CEO story and what led you to get started with your business.
So, my story is really based on fulfilling a need that I needed, and I didn't feel like I had access to it. Leading up to my 29th birthday, I found myself in a dark place. Honestly, it was like just like this extreme sense of unrest and anxiety surrounding the fact that I was really entering my last year of my 20s. And I think it was kind of like, you know, the midlife crisis thing, but no one talks about when it happens earlier in life. Right. And so, like, it was this thing where even though I had numerous accomplishments, I had done a lot of great things, gotten degrees and, you know, had great jobs and stuff, but there was still something missing. I was really just really disturbed by the things that I felt like still were left undone. And some of those things, I was like, well, girl, you're not even going to be able to get this done by the time you turn 30, even if you start now. But I really had to learn how to give myself grace. But also, just in an attempt to make the most of my time, I realized it would really require me to be super intentional about every single decision I made. And so, because I was determined to help other high achievers overcome those moments of feeling stuck, I found it the intentional mindset, because a lot of people count high achievers out. They think we don't get stuck. We don't hit roadblocks where we just feel like we're not doing enough, and that's so untrue.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I appreciate you for definitely, you know, sharing that with us. And I think I usually always say kind of it's darkest before dawn. And a lot of times we have those difficult periods, I think, a lot of times to kind of push us into those directions. And it's great to hear that you've been able to kind of break through, and not just break through yourself, but helping, you know, so many others be able to do that as well, those high achievers.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. So I know you kind of touched on it a little bit, but I know you talked about like kind of like the details and the different things that we sometimes overlook. Could you take us through the intentional mindset, exactly what it is, the site and everything you're doing, and how you kind of work with clients?
So my whole purpose is to help high achievers get unstuck and find fulfillment and really achieve big goals in life and business. And I do that through offering coaching. I also have a podcast, the Brittany Sherrell Podcast, and that's specifically for high achieving women, where I provide snack size inspiration to help motivate high achieving women in 10 minutes or less. And so I really just find, I try to meet people where they are, because like I said before, when you have high performers, a lot of times they don't even identify themselves as having an issue with fulfillment. Mm-hmm. A lot of times they think there's something wrong when they're chasing success after success, and they hit this place where success and satisfaction don't align. And that is what I focus on, is helping people find how to align the things that they do with grace and with ease, and combine it with meaningful work so that you can feel that missing link.
Yeah, that makes so much sense. And I'm glad you kind of, you know, brought that forward, because I think a lot of times, as you said, as a high achiever, a lot of times you're so successful, you continue to hit goal after goal after goal, that when sometimes you reach that goal, or maybe even you have been reaching the goals, but it still doesn't kind of quench that thirst, so to speak, mm-hmm. you have to kind of figure out, how do I recalibrate? How do I change? How do I switch gear? Whatever I need to do so that things start to become more fulfilling. And I think that's something that's often kind of overlooked and undervalued sometimes.
Yes. And then a lot of times you feel this social responsibility for the people closest to you, because a lot of them mm-hmm. are looking at you like, oh, you know, he or she has it all together. Like, they mm-hmm. are doing their thing. And honestly, you just feel like a public success and a private failure.
That's deep. And yeah, and I think that, and I don't know if you find this with the people you work with and also your podcast listeners, that you kind of don't have a place to turn to, because as you said, you have all these people that are dependent on you. They see you as, you know, walking on water, being able to do no wrong, when in reality, there's some things that you want to kind of work on and you don't necessarily have anywhere to lean on or community kind of build and talk to.
Exactly.
That makes so much sense. Well, I appreciate you for doing that and actually, you know, building that and having that in your podcast, of course, in that bite-sized format as well. So I wanted to ask you now for what I call your secret sauce. And your secret sauce could be for you personally or for your business or your podcast. But what do you feel kind of sets you apart and makes you unique?
For me, the way my platform is set up, everything is snack size. I think a lot of times we have this access to a lot of resources and information, but a lot of those platforms don't take into account the fact that people who are high performers typically are short on time. We have to be super intentional about how we spend our time, and I don't feel like we should have to sacrifice our access to those things and being able to take advantage of them for the sake of time. So I focus on providing value to people in snack size bites.
Yeah, that makes so much sense. And, you know, I definitely had to have the same philosophy here, where we try to get people as much information in a short period of time as possible. Because as you said, you know, knowing your audience, understanding those high achievers that are on the go, always doing so many things. And a lot of times, because of the content, you sometimes feel like you have to kind of change yourself as a high achiever to be able to fit into those formats. But I'm glad that you've been able to create stuff that is that bite size, that snack size format, so you can get all that information as quickly as possible.
Yes. Yes. We have to keep in mind, like I said before, just meeting people where they are, and being in tune with what their life looks like on a daily basis and how we can fit into that.
Absolutely. That makes so much sense. So I wanted to switch gears a little bit, and I wanted to ask you for what I call a CEO hack. So this could be like an app, a book, or a habit that you have, but what's something that makes you more effective and efficient?
I really think my habit of moving is what makes me a lot more efficient. One of the things that people tend to do is just take too much time to make a commitment, and you lose out on valuable time. I always tell people, time is the one form of currency we're all forced to spend, but we have no way to earn it back. So when you really pay attention to the value in that, you understand that taking fast action really propels you in a way that sets you apart from other people. Because, you know, a lot of times we want to sit and mull over the details of certain things that we are going to take on. But the thing is, if it is in alignment with what you're trying to do, you know, now I'm not saying, you know, don't pay attention to the details in the contract or whatever. But what I mean is, sometimes we talk ourselves out of, we say we're really trying to get clear on the details of a certain opportunity, but the truth is, we're just giving ourselves time to talk ourselves out of taking advantage of a great opportunity. And so you have to be very careful about that and just move, like execute. That is so crucial. You know, don't sit on your ideas. Don't sit on the things that you feel called to do. Just move.
Truly appreciate that hack. And so now I wanted to ask you for what I call a CEO nugget. And this could be like a word of wisdom or a piece of advice, or if you can hop into a time machine, what would you tell your younger business self?
Move.
And move.
I would tell myself to move. And when I say move, I'm referring to execute, because, you know, a lot of times we try to wait for this moment where fear is no longer present. Mm-hmm. And the truth is, you want to befriend fear. You want to become the friend of fear. Fear lets me know I'm moving forward. Fear lets me know I'm stretching myself. And so what I've learned to do now is welcome fear into the room, but I make it clear to fear, you're not running this. You sit over in the back corner, but I want fear there so that I know that I'm actually progressing and moving forward. And fear held me back for so long because, like I said, I was listening to those outside voices about what I should and shouldn't be doing in terms of taking the safe route. And some of us are just called to do more than safe. So I would say, just move on your vision, move, and don't be afraid of the mistakes, because mistakes do not equate to failure.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's definitely, you know, part of the process. And yeah, I definitely, you know, love that. And I love the idea of befriending fear, as you said, and using it as a marker, because I think a lot of times when you have that fear, it means you're getting out of your comfort zone. So you are progressing. And I think we should use that as something where it is in the room, as you said, but making sure that you're the maestro, you're the person that's controlling that fear, you're the person that's, you know, making sure you're managing it rather than the person that's kind of ad hoc or, you know, doesn't have control over that.
Right. I mean, and it's a process. It's not like he's just going to wake up and say, hey, fear, you no longer rule here.
Right.
It's a process. But again, you just have to be intentional about it. And being intentional about something just means keeping it at the forefront of your awareness. So if that means you need to journal every time you feel fear and figure out what's triggering it, when does it happen, is there a pattern, then that's what you do. But it's all about figuring out how to keep it at the forefront of your awareness. And making decisions based on it.
Absolutely. No, I love that. And, you know, definitely the self-awareness as well too, and journaling it and writing down and figuring out exactly when it's coming up as well too, because sometimes we can forget or not pay attention to what's really triggering that. So I definitely appreciate that nugget. So now I wanted to ask you my absolute favorite question, which is the definition of what it means to be a CEO. And we're hoping to have different quote unquote CEOs on this show. So Brittany, what does being a CEO mean to you?
To me, being a CEO means getting in the trenches and leading the way. It's not about being removed from it all. It's really about being transparent in your experiences and using that to help lead other people to the next level. And being okay if they even surpass your level, which is something a lot of people don't talk about. It's okay to lead other people and then they surpass your level.
Absolutely. And I think that that's to me, a true sign of leadership, where, especially because I think we all have our zones of genius, our gifts, our callings, as you know, you said as well too. And I think a lot of times if our calling is something other than somebody else's, but we're helping them to reach their higher level or to get even further than quote unquote we have been, I think that is maybe something we should accept and we should celebrate as well too, is that we're also leading people to make even bigger change than we've been able to make.
Right. You know, and I find that even when I'm coaching people, like one time I was working with a client and she was managing a $1 billion account. Mm-hmm. That may be something I never experienced. I'm not saying that I won't, but at this point, that's not anything I'm doing. That's beyond the level that I'm currently at. And I'm okay with that because we are all able to add value to each other. And when we learn the importance of having relationships that have reciprocal value, we all thrive. Because it's not about, if you give me a dollar, I got to give you a dollar back. But it's about an equal exchange of value. So you may not be able to give me a dollar back, but you may be able to give me some nugget about how to save money on my back end, you know? And so if we are also intentional about the relationships we choose to entertain and nurture, that will elevate us in ways that a lot of other resources just can't.
Yeah, that makes so much sense. And I love that, just because a lot of times, you know, like you said, if you give somebody a dollar, you would want a dollar back. But a lot of times that energy or whatever you give out, you know, doesn't necessarily manifest itself in the same way that you push it out yourself, because we all have different gifts and communicate and give in different ways. So being aware of that as well too, is that it may not come back in the exact same way, or even from that matter, from the same person, is something that, you know, is definitely, you know, important to kind of understand. So I definitely appreciate that definition and that perspective as well. And of course, I appreciate your time even more. So what I wanted to do was pass you the mic, so to speak, just to see if there's anything additional you want to let our readers and listeners know, and then of course how best they can get a hold of you, subscribe to your podcast, and find out about all the awesome things you're working on.
I just want to encourage each and everyone to follow what it is that brings meaningful, follow whatever brings meaningful impact into your life. So if it's not about impact, you're going to burn out. If it's not about impact, you're going to lose steam. You're going to get stuck. So, you know, shift your mindset from income to impact, and the income will follow. But when you are impacting lives, like I was just talking about with relationships, it may not always come back in the same form that you give it, but you will be you'll be richer than you ever, ever were, because there's truly wealth in your connection. So focus on impact. And I am reachable on all social media at Brittany Sherrell. And I love to hear from people. So don't hesitate to reach out.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, thank you so much, Brittany. And we will have the links and information in the show notes so that everybody can follow up with you. But I definitely appreciate that. Appreciate the reminder of, you know, making sure we follow and focus on impact rather than income. And because a lot of times our impact will take us and allow us to make so much more of a, I guess, a dent in the universe, so to speak, if we're focusing on that. So truly appreciate that reminder. And I hope you have a phenomenal rest of the day.
Thank you for listening to the I Am CEO podcast powered by Blue 16. Media. Tune in next time and visit us at imceo.co. IMCEO is not just a phrase, it's a community. Be sure to follow us on social media and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and everywhere you listen to podcasts. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star rating. Grab CEO gear at www.ceogear.co. This has been the I Am CEO podcast with Gresham Harkless. Thank you for listening.